All right, here we go. It is Friday. I cannot wait to be in Georgia with Candace Taylor and Lauren Witzke and Mike Lindell, 11 a.m. on Sunday. We hope that you will join us for church. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, May 20th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. So I got invited onto RT to give my thoughts on this gigantic $40 billion check that our Congress just wrote to Ukraine with no questions asked, that you just wrote to Ukraine, and don't you dare ask any questions. And you know what our take on the matter is. Congress is selling out the people of this country to prop up a puppet government on the other side of the planet. They're doing it because they're shameless. They're cowards. They're sexual perverts. They're election-stealing thieves, and they're in league with Satan, whether they know it or choose to admit it or not. And everyone else ought to know that this is exactly what their lawmakers are really like. So we went on RT to say all of that because we're willing to go anywhere and say that. Here's what happened.
All right, from on This Week in Cross Live to U.S. radio show host Stu Peters. Thanks for being with us here on RT International.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Thanks for having me.
This new U.S. aid package, it's $40 billion. It's unlike previous ones that we've seen in the past, and it does not outlaw direct supplies to Ukraine's neo-Nazi Azov battalion. What's your take?
Well, it's unlike anything that we've ever seen because we've never seen a Marxist coup take place here. We have, very similar to Ukraine, an installed puppet regime here. And the same tactics were practiced in Ukraine by this government with the media's assistance and our CIA and our Pentagon when we overthrew or assisted in the overthrow of a legitimate government in Ukraine. So, you know, the sad thing is that right now we have a fraudulent pedophile essentially in the White House. We're basically taking $40 billion of gasoline right now and pouring it on the largest dumpster fire in the world.
All right. And before we move on, I have to say that we can't actually say that there is a pedophile in the White House or that it is fraudulent, but that is your take. Now, the White House has said previously that it cannot verify where the weapons it supplies to Ukraine actually end up. Do you know if the U.S. has a duty to know where these weapons go and to make sure that they don't end up in criminal hands?
Well, of course they have a duty to do so. But, you know, they don't respect duties that they have because they're a rogue administration and a fake administration. We could see our weapons used in war crimes. We're already watching this happen. But I have to tell you, overwhelmingly, the majority of Americans do not support a military kinetic confrontation with Russia. What's even the point of this? I mean, we're basically doing everything we can to make this war last as long as possible.
Is there a problem with Washington providing tens of billions of dollars in aid to a country across the globe while domestically the American people are burdened with the highest inflation that they've seen in the past 40 years?
The deep state has used this country as its honeypot for the longest time. The people that are in charge here and going all the way back to the Clintons and going into the Biden son, Hunter Biden, this guy was over there at some fraudulent energy company knowing where all the bodies are buried. Congress will pay for basically anything as long as it helps another country instead of our own. So the opposition is overwhelming here. We have a government or a fake government that pretends that they're in charge, but we have a Marxist coup that took place here exactly the same way that took place in Ukraine. We do have a whole lot of pedophilia happening. And not to mention this, the bioweapons labs that seem to be strategically
now, Stu,
targeted.
Stu Peters, Stu, hold on a second. Yeah. We can't actually have you come on here and talk about Satanism, pedophilia, and the veracity of the election. It's Archie's position.
I'm just giving you honest answers.
I understand that that's your opinion, but we can't actually, we don't question the veracity of the election at this point in time. We're talking about what's happening in Ukraine. Stu Peters,
okay, well, you host have a of the radio of program. Upset about it.
I understand that. Thanks for coming
on. The biggest threat to us right now is these bioweapons labs that are being strategically targeted by Putin that have been hidden by our Pentagon and have been hidden by our State Department until just recently.
Stu, we're going to have to wrap it up.
Victoria Nuland admitted that they were there. This is the number one threat facing the world.
All right. Appreciate you coming on RT International. Thanks for your thoughts.
Thanks for having me. Turns out this show is too based even for Russian state television. Oh well, don't care. We're gonna keep saying it all anyways. Meanwhile, Americans are being held hostage like POWs trapped overseas and being subjected to the forced bioweapon injections. The monkeypox scare is coming. And what's really happening in Davos as Klaus Schwab moves the Great Reset forward. All of that and more upcoming on today's show. Stick around, we'll be right back. Yep, that $40 billion, just spend it. It doesn't matter. Because why? Because it's your money. This is government theft. This is taxation without representation. You're not allowed to ask any questions about it. You're not allowed to object to it. This is just going to be done arbitrarily by Congress because you know what? They don't care. They don't care about you. And if they're willing to come and take your kids and send CPS after you and force you into the unemployment line if you're unwilling to take this bioweapon dangerous and deadly injection, and if they're willing to send $40 billion to neo-Nazis and pagans in Ukraine to kill innocent people and commit war crimes, you think they're not coming after your IRA and your 401k and your savings? You're dead wrong. You better call my people at Gold Co. and figure out how to protect your savings with physical gold and silver. Call 855-647-1372. Again, 855-647-1372 for Gold Co. You're going to get up to $10,000 in free silver with a qualified account. Call them right now. My good friends have already helped thousands of people to protect their savings and their retirement accounts against this government theft, just like this, as well as hyperinflation and tax hikes. Call them right now. Gold Co. 855-647-1372. Again, 855-647-1372 for Gold Co.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times. As you all know, I've been canceled by box stores. My pill has been canceled by shopping channels. They've tried to debank me. They wanted to cancel my voice and your voice. Well, today I'm going to pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 with your promo code STU. And if you order today, I'm going to give you my book free. This book is not just about addiction. It's entrepreneur. It's a story. It's the American dream. It's what we can lose if we lose our voice. And Stu Peters here has one of the greatest shows on television because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news. What a concept. You guys need to keep supporting him and support all of us. The money goes to keep things that we're doing out there in the country to help save our country. Thank you all and God bless.
Well, it's been 2.5 years, but the World Economic Forum Summit in Davos, Switzerland is about to make a comeback. Great. 2021 meeting was canceled due to COVID, of course, and the 22 meeting was delayed due to the very scary Omicron variant. But now nothing will stop the world's political and economic elites from assembling in Davos to advance their big agenda. Remember, these are the people who literally came up with the Great Reset and then openly bragged about it. Now Davos founder Klaus Schwab is announcing that the world can find salvation at Davos in 2022. He pointed out the problems in the world right now, the obvious ones, war, pestilence, shortages, and soon famine. And he says that in order to fix them, we need leaders to assemble at Davos and, of course, naturally submit to all of its decisions. He might as well have just put up a big sign that says, I am the false prophet. Get your free mark of the beast here. Matt Scow is an award-winning filmmaker. He also has been in Davos twice and is prepared to share that with us and what he found there. Matt, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Stu.
So these people are meeting in Davos. Klaus Schwab has no problems telling you exactly what it is that he plans to do. Look.
Can you imagine that in 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains and I can immediately feel, because you all will have implants, I can, and we measure your brain waves, and I can immediately tell you how the people react, or I can feel how the people react to your answers. Is it imaginable?
I think that is imaginable. I think I think you know, you can imagine that. You can imagine, well, you're going to be sort of transplanted into, you know, the internet, virtual, so to speak, to live forever in a digital realm. You know, you can imagine that, you know, you just in your biological incarnation are going to live to be some, you know, very long age.
So he's telling us basically that we're just going to be controlled by microchips. That's what these people want. Remove the image of God, basically.
What they want to do is reorganize our society as they seem fit. And now they want to reorganize what it is to be human. Imagine that mindset, and imagine what they want to do with you and me, who in the fourth industrial revolution, there is no room for me and you. There is only room for robotics and the super elite.
Yeah. We were made in the likeness of God, in the image of God, right? That's unacceptable for the elites at Davos, because that entitles you to individual liberty and freedom, and that's just not going to be accepted. Bill Gates has outwardly stated what his goal is here. It's written on the Georgia Guidestones, reduce the population to 500 million. By the way, we'll be in Georgia on Sunday, alongside Candace Taylor. Lauren Witzke will be there, myself, Mike Lindell. And when she's elected, she's going to rip down these demonic satanic guidestones that have this oppression hanging all over Georgia. But it's clearly printed right there, reduce the population to 500 million. Bill Gates has stated this in front of the world, and he's not shy about it. Look.
So we've taken that chart that shows the global population growth, and we've actually extended it out all the way to 2100. And we can see that instead of continuing, it actually flattens out. Another way to see that is through this rate of population growth. And you can see that in the 60s, that reached a pretty high number, over 2% per year, and it's now come way, way down. Now, 11 billion people, still a lot, but the good news is that the faster we improve health, the faster family size goes down, and so we can feel great about saving those lives.
Saving lives by making it impossible to conceive and reducing the family size of the nuclear family structure. Of course, him. That sounds godly, biblical.
The math doesn't work out. Of course, there's going to be less humans if we're not allowing humans to have babies. That's where the math is so skewed by this computer engineer. He's not has any reproduction, doctor's degree. He has no medical degree. He's playing with humanity, and he's playing with population of humanity. This is very evident in his Malthusian speech. That graph is from Malthus, Thomas Malthus, who is a demographer in the 1800s. And they all flock to this idea that the earth cannot sustain the amount of population on the earth. That's why we need to decrease humanity so we can save Mother Earth.
So one of the things that we find interesting here is this is the man, by the way, that is heavily invested in and behind the introduction and the rollout and the push of these bioweapon shots that have been proven to be extremely dangerous and in most cases deadly. People are dying at alarming record smashing rates after getting these shots that the media is lying about, of course, because they're in on the kill, the mass murder, the genocide. So the guy who says we need to flatten out the curve, not on COVID-19, but on the size of families. And
the population curve, right, meaning me and you.
Exactly. We need to kill more of you. So go take this shot because it's going to improve your health. Well, improve your health by what standards? That you won't
exist. And did you see where the graph started going down? Well, that's Roe versus Wade, where that's illegal abortions. It dramatically dropped in after the 60s. You saw a huge drop in population or birth rate. But that population is still going on. This is why this COVID vaccine came out. This is why he's trying to manipulate the beef supply. This is why he's trying to reorganize the world in his image. This is very dangerous.
Yeah. He's just trying to kill us, plain and simple. And so the natural reaction is for Americans to look for a political solution. We need to elect people. We need to hold our elected representatives accountable. They need to go and they need to fight for us. Well, let's elect this guy because he's America first. Well, guess what? There may not be elections anymore, and Klaus Schwab is just telling you that. Look.
The technology now is, and the digital technologies mainly have an analytical power. Now we go into a predictive power, and we have seen the first examples, and your company very much involved into it. But since the next step could be to go into a prescriptive mode, which means you do not even have to have elections anymore because you can already predict and afterwards you can say, why do we need elections? Because we know what the result will be. Can you imagine such a world?
Well, you might then further ask, well, why do we need to have, you know, elected leaders at all? Might as well have all the decisions made.
Well, yeah, we don't really have elected leaders now anyways. We have people filling chairs, grandstanding in front of people and allowing the Americans to be killed off, defending others' borders while allowing a physical invasion here, spending billions of dollars off the backs of the U.S. taxpayer, the backbone of the U.S. economy, allowing businesses to shut down here. So essentially, he's right. Why have elected leaders at all? But this is really scary. No more elections, exactly how we predicted. Let me get my tinfoil hat back.
Yeah, and look who he's talking to. That's Sergey Brin. That is the CEO of Alphabet, Google. Google just came out with a company called DeepMind, which is an artificial intelligence. They say they just had a major breakthrough where they created artificial intelligence that is equal as the human mind. Now, there's other people, I call them their prophets, like Yuval Harari, who talks about that there's going to be a class difference in the future, meaning there will be a new humanity. And guess what? There's going to be the elite as the Davos crowd, and there's going to be the rest of humanity, and there's no room for the rest of humanity in their world.
Interesting stuff. I'm glad to be saved. God wins. Matt Scow, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks. God bless.
Did you know income tax is criminal? A blank in the Communist Manifesto. Why does the government officially say there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax? Freedom Law School knows the truth. Check it out for yourself at livefreenow.org and start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Go to livefreenow.org today or call 813-444-4800. Livefreenow.org today.
Well, the U.S. government, meaning you, the taxpayer, just bought $119 million of monkeypox vaccines. Now, get this. We're buying these vaccines from Bavarian Nordic. That's a Swedish vaccine company that got rich overnight thanks to Tony Fauci's support during the 2014 Ebola crisis. Dr. Jane Ruby is here to discuss more on this. So the monkeypox outbreak, really good for Tony Fauci. Convenient.
Oh, yeah. If you just have one or two in the whole universe, that's enough for Fauci to just start investing hundreds of billions of dollars of our taxpayer money. This pig is draining the lifeblood of our economy. It's not going to end up very, very well. I want people to understand something, Stu. While the government, DOD, BARDA, you know, which is the biomedical advanced research and development authority, part of the military wing, while they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars and billions actually buying up all these vaccines for things that like smallpox that was eradicated by the 80s or 90s. And now they're ginning up fear with monkeypox. Monkeypox is actually something that started in animals. It's not easy to catch. It's very isolated in the world. And like chickenpox and like smallpox, I don't know if people know this or not, but these poxes really have a mortality rate, which is your death rate. Morbidity is illness, mortality is death. They have a mortality rate of less than 1%, Stu. What are we doing
so
here?
Less than 1% of people who catch this crap die, is what you're saying.
Correct.
Well, the same thing goes with COVID-19, but you see what happened there. Billions of people around the world are forced to take this thing or lose their jobs or have their doors kicked down or be held on an island, you know, like a POW and not allowed to get on a $200,000 private jet to come back to America. I mean, Americans are being held hostage in the Tonga right now, for crying out loud. So this is all about money and control, and everybody sees that now. So Fauci Mengele, this genocidal, murderous psychopath, has now conveniently invested in this Swedish company that is now putting all of this out, or this Swiss company or whatever this thing is.
I think it's Denmark. It's Denmark-based, but it's Bavarian Nordic. You got it.
Yeah, Bavarian Nordic, it's a Swedish vaccine company. They got rich overnight thanks to Fauci supporting this company during this Ebola crisis, by the way, where he tested, guess what, remdesivir, and remdesivir was outed halfway through the trial because of its mortality rate as well, because it killed virtually everybody that took it. But yet, this is still the preferred protocol in our hospitals right now.
Running wild.
Real quick question for you regarding this monkeypox. If you've already had chickenpox, are you basically immune to the monkeypox?
I don't think you could say 100% immune, because first of all, we don't know what we're dealing with. You could be dealing with a gain of function version of it. But in the wild, in the natural setting, it's so the monkeypox virus, the varicella family, is so close. Chickenpox, smallpox, you know, like you said, monkeypox, that your body is, if you're in good health and you maintain your health, your body's going to be able to recognize it, you know, and kind of go, hey. I do think there's significant immunity and natural immunity for this. I believe this is more of a scare tactic, Stu. They're going to keep the fear ginned up. They're going to come out with these vaccines. And remember, anything that comes out now is going to be mRNA based.
That's right.
It's not just about killing part of the population. It's about using the materials in there to control, to change people's mental status, to make them sick, to give them to break them down with neurological problems. We're really starting to tease out some of this stuff.
And we can see that everything that they have done thus far has been based on the fear tactic, emotion, the emotional attack, the terrorist emotional attack that they have perpetuated on a global population to force them into line to take this bioweapon injection that we knew was dangerous right from the beginning is now proven to be in many cases deadly. So what they're going to do now with this monkeypox is it's different from COVID-19. COVID, you cannot see on a person. Monkeypox, you can. This creates lesions and sores and, you know, different things that you can. So people are going to freak out when they start seeing people on the television. And I guarantee you the mainstream media is going to start showing pictures of people that have really severe cases of monkeypox. Go look at Google Images right now. I guarantee you there's all kinds of stuff about monkeypox. Pop. It's all over the place. People are not going to want to get this because of the way that it looks. But again, this thing is completely minor. It's a non-entity. Virtually nobody that gets it dies. There's no reason to get vaccinated for it. And I would suspect that we can't talk about immunity based on one pox to another. But if you get monkeypox, you're pretty much immune forever also, right? I mean, just like chickenpox.
Probably. Yeah, exactly. And I would urge people, don't jump on these vaccines. Even the traditional childhood vaccines, do not give your child a chickenpox vaccine. Let them have the chickenpox. They'll have almost probably lifelong immunity. They won't be on an mRNA poison shot. And if you get a chickenpox vaccine or any of these other pox vaccines, you are now for the rest of your life dependent on boosters. Yeah. Sound familiar?
Absolutely. Dr. Jane, I remember when I was young having chickenpox parties.
So you'd all infect each other and get it over with.
Oh, yeah. Seth has chickenpox. We're all going to his house on Saturday. You're looking at your mom like, what are you, freaking nuts?
Yes,
are you crazy?
Like,
I don't want that. I don't want that stuff itching and scratching. Yeah. But you know what? Everybody got it, and then you were just fine. You're absolutely right. This is about pushing people with fear towards another vaccine. Everything is going to be mRNA-based, and it's just a travesty. This is...
Yeah, and I'm going to talk about it in detail on my show following yours. Right. Immediately.
But you're saying here unequivocally, virtually nothing to worry about when it comes to monkeypox and this outbreak, and that this has all been staged, and that there's going to be more variants of COVID-19, more poxes, more viruses, all of these things coming out. And you know what I say as far as not taking this vaccine? I never really used to be an anti-vaxxer. I am fully on board with anti-vaxxers right now.
I
completely
too.
Understand what they were talking about, especially for the future. I say that you take every vaccine from this bioweapon experiment, which is not even an experiment. They have intended for people to become permanently handicapped, autoimmune deficiencies, and die into an early grave. I say that you take the entire supply of everything that Pfizer and Moderna and Janssen and anybody else, AstraZeneca, if that thing is still around, and incinerate the whole global supply of every mRNA-based technology vaccine that is there, period. And I don't care if Dr. Malone goes broke or if Fauci goes broke or any of these people go broke. You know, they have this thing, publish or perish, right? So if you were involved with any vaccine, you either publish your findings so that you can get compensated for it, or it perishes, meaning that you're not allowed to have the compensation. This should tell you why so many people were publishing their papers and their research on this mRNA technology very early on.
Yep.
Burn it all down, incinerate the whole damn thing. Dr. Jane Ruby's show is coming up immediately following this one on the Stu Peters Network on Rumble. You can find it there as well as always at stupeters.com. More of the Stu Peters Show continues right after this. Stick around. All right, I want to tell you about my good friends over at Newtopia helping millions of Americans right now. If you wake up in the morning and you're like, man, I just wish I could hit the snooze button. I need to wake up a little bit more. Maybe just 10 minutes of laying here and I'll be able to get my brain working. Oh, I have to have my caffeine, my Red Bull, or my cup of coffee. I don't even want to talk to anybody until I've had my cup of coffee. I just can't think. Well, guess what? Brain supplements that are totally legal, 100% safe, and non-addictive are available at dominanceondemand.com. This is like a switch for your brain. I'm telling you, you wake up, you'll get ready to go early in the morning, no problems, no lag time, no time to get on the wheel like a hamster and get the brain moving or anything like that. Plus, your peripheral brain activity just expands tremendously. You're going to pick up little fragments, put them all together, and be able to focus immensely, like you've never been able to focus before. Newtopia has these brain supplements available at dominanceondemand.com. You should be working with a dominant brain all day long to be able to handle and process all of the information that we're taking in. Go to dominanceondemand.com and check it out for yourself right now. Do the research for yourself. Go there and check it out, and I guarantee you'll be happy with the product results. Go to dominanceondemand.com right now. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to dominanceondemand.com.
You asked for it, so we delivered. The Dr. Jane Ruby Show, exclusively for premium users on redvoicemedia.com. Propaganda busting, groundbreaking interviews, and real medical truth. The Dr. Jane Ruby Show for premium users at redvoicemedia.com.
Tonga is a small Pacific island nation that you've possibly never even heard of. It actually has a lot of nice things about it. It's over 90% Christian. That's great. It has one of the highest church attendance rates in the world, as a matter of fact. The country's constitution actually declares the Sabbath sacred forever, and as a result, all commercial activity shuts down on Sundays. It's pretty based. But sadly, being Christian hasn't stopped the country from also joining the COVID-19 frenzy. The country completely closed its borders in 2020 and kept them closed for more than a year. They imposed weeks-long dystopian communist overreaching lockdowns, even though they had zero cases of COVID. All this caused plenty of damage, of course, to the economy and to people's lives, but it was pointless. They couldn't stay locked down forever. And as soon as the lockdown ended, just as we predicted here on this program, boom, COVID appeared. In the spring, they just had an outbreak like the rest of the planet, an outbreak based on a failed PCR test that produces 97% false positives. In January, they were at one case. Today, they're at more than 11,000, allegedly. And of course, that means more dystopian, overreaching communist lockdowns and border closures. But for two Americans, that means being trapped against their will, being held as POWs in Tonga. These two Americans say that the king of Tonga allowed them to land on the island, but now they're being trapped there and not allowed to leave. They just recently spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to charter a small plane to pick them up. They were told as long as nobody got off the plane that that would be fine. But at the last minute, the prime minister of Tonga intervened and ordered them to remain on the island, sent the plane away. They also say that the Tongan government is trying to force them to take this bioweapon shot before they leave. Brent Johnson is one of the Americans trapped in Tonga, and he joins us now. Brent, thank you so much for coming.
And thank you so much, Stu, for addressing this. It is such a critical issue, and I appreciate being here with you and your listeners.
Yeah, of course. We're dealing with a little bit of a delay. I know that there's some volcanic activity happening on the island right now, and we're having some connection issues, so we'll do the best that we can. Take us through all of this. Explain to our audience what exactly it is that's going on.
Okay. Myself, my producer, and one other, okay, have been planning to leave Tonga and head back to the United States. We have business activities that we have to engage in, and it's very, very important that I get back there. We arranged for a private plane, cost almost $250,000 to get the plane. The plane was scheduled to pick us up on May 16th and take us back into Florida. The plane was instructed to leave a couple days early and stop in Hawaii for 24 hours and wait, and then take off for Tonga. It had all the approvals. It had all of the aviation approvals for it to take off and for it to land and for it to pick us up. No problem at all. While it was on the ground in Hawaii, it got a message from the International Flight Registry, which is the central agency for all flight activity around the world, non-domestic flight activity around the world. And the flight agency said, you can't take off. We've been instructed that you cannot take off. You cannot land there and you cannot pick them up. No reason was given. Subsequent to that, we have learned that apparently one member of the government, and it's not the prime minister, it seems to be somebody from the Ministry of Health, but we've been unable to get a specific name because they don't tell you who they are. They go out of their way. They actually give false names. The closest we came to any name was somebody called Mr. Roberts, and I promise you there is not a Tongan minister named Mr. Roberts. So we've not been able to get a name out of them. And this individual apparently And we have people who actually heard him say it. He apparently said, I don't care what the king says. I'm not letting any plane from the United States land here. And I'm not letting these people out of Tonga, period. We have been unable to get cooperation from the US State Department, that we're working on it. We have a number of congressmen and senators who have gotten involved, who are looking into the matter, but they're in many cases getting waylaid and getting a pushed aside. We had Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa made an inquiry in Suva, Fiji, that said that there were no communications problems in Vavao, that's the name of the island, in Vavao, which is ridiculous, and said that we had never asked for any help, which is also ridiculous. And I sent your production people a copy of that message and the reply message that we sent to the Suva embassy. But the bottom line is, at this point, we are being told that as American citizens, we cannot go back to America, okay, unless we take the poisonous jab. As an investigative journalist, I have researched this, and I actually presented to the Prime Minister of Tonga and the governor of Vavao Island a 60-page dossier on COVID and on the so-called vaccine, just so that they'd be informed about it. It has been suggested that because I did that, they are targeting me and my group, because they don't want anyone to know the truth about, you know, the COVID situation. And in Tonga, that requires you to take the jab. There is no law in the US that requires you to take the jab. And I and my party have chosen, okay, not to take the jab. We consider the risks to outweigh the benefits, and they are not letting us leave. And that is, as far as I'm concerned, we are being held hostage.
Okay, so I know that we're dealing with a little bit of a delay here, but I just want to, you know, come in here. Hopefully you hear me talking here. I just want to know, so have they told you if indefinitely that they're locking you into the country, or have they told you that until a certain benchmark occurs, or until there's, you know, some achievement made, or that you get some sort of paperwork, or is it that they are holding you unless you take this bioweapon injection, period?
The latter, yes. That there's been no, there's been nothing at all. Okay. And as a matter of fact, it's very hard to get any information because none of this is going through official channels, as far as we can tell. We had somebody on the ground who spoke with one of the nobles here. This they have a noble system. Who spoke with one of the nobles through parliament. It has not gone through the legal process at all. There seems is in the Ministry of Health, but we still don't know for sure. One individual who has basically taken it upon himself to say, these people aren't going anywhere. And they actually threatened the private aviation company, the company that we paid for, and we've already lost that money. We're gonna have to start all over again when we can get them to come. They were threatened. They were told, if you land, we will confiscate your aircraft and we will imprison you. So they were actually threatened. Now the king, this is a kingdom, and we did contact the king. And while it's a constitutional monarchy, so in reality, the parliament deals with the laws. But the king asked, he said, is anyone getting off this plane? And we said, no, nobody's getting off. They're going to land. We're going to put cargo on. We're going to board and we're going to leave. He says, well, I don't see any problem with this. I don't see any reason that this should not go. You know, absolutely nothing.
Okay, and so you're being held as a political prisoner. You're a prisoner of war right now because you're refusing this injection. That's what this is. Somebody over there has made up their mind that you are, you know, going to be convicted in this tribunal court, and your punishment is that you're held away from the United States and that you're trapped on this island nation, this kingdom, forever. So the question is, there's going to be a lot of Americans who see and hear this broadcast and hear your testimony, and they want to do something to help. So what can they do actually to help you at this point?
This is a real difficult thing. The number one thing that we think people can do is contact Congress, contact senators, and demand that they take action. The State Department itself is sitting around saying basically, hey, you're not an illegal alien, so therefore we don't want to talk to you. The State Department is doing absolutely nothing. The only consulate in this region, there is no Tongan U.S. consulate. So the only one is in Fiji, okay? And they represent consulate activity in this part of the world. And Fiji actually said that, well, we've never asked for any problems and we don't have any communication problems and we've never contacted them. And it's a lie. It's a blatant lie. Okay, but they said that to a senator, presumably to get her to back off, which she's not going to do because we responded and she has seen the response. So we need a lot of public activity, we've got to get this exposed. We've got to get it out there to the point that the US is asking Tonga, hey, let these people go. Why are you keeping our people here? We've got to get that kind of exposure because all they're trying to do is keep it quiet. Keep it quiet so nobody bothers them and they can do whatever they want. I don't know what else we can do at this point, short of having the military come in and take us out.
Yeah. Do you have a family that is here that's waiting on you? Have you been talking to anybody back here? I mean, obviously you're able to connect to us, so I'm assuming that you've had some communication with family and friends. And how many of you are trapped there?
There are three of us. Two of us are Americans. One of us is a New Zealand citizen who has a U.S. visa. Our connectivity since the volcano in January, we lost our fiber optics completely. So right now it's 4 o'clock in the morning, my time. And that's why we can connect. If I wait for 5 or 6 hours, we won't be able to connect. It just doesn't work. It drops off completely. So yes, I do have contact with people in the States. We have a liaison in the States who's handling all of the logistics for everything here. I do have relatives in the States, but I have not been able to be in contact with them very much. But I do have a strong audience. I'm a radio broadcaster myself. I have a very large audience of people who are doing what they can to get the word out about this. It feels very much like an attack on freedom. I mean, it feels at times my producer has been in tears over this.
Well, yeah. I mean, you guys are trapped in some remote island, some kingdom where somebody else has complete authority and what you're saying, apparently trying to assume autonomy over your body before allowing you to leave. It's absolutely unbelievable. This is tyrannical. These political prisoners, these prisoners of war, are being held because they're not taking this vaccine. If you can help, please do so. The way that you can help, as Brent just said, contact your senators, contact your elected representatives, contact the State Department, flood these people with phone calls. Brent, I'm out of time. I got to go. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Stu. God bless you and yours.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin Boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them, individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up. And they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids. No. Mask mandates for little Mikey. Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil. And I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Support the resistance. Go to vaccinepolice.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccinepolice.com.
We have been telling you almost daily about the imminent threat posed by these child abductionists, these kidnappers, child traffickers known as CPS or Child Protective Services, and the threat that they pose to families all across America. One reason, basically, that we have another guest on this topic pretty much every day recently is to drive home the point of how universal this danger really is. CPS has destroyed thousands of families, and if left unchecked, they'll destroy millions more. Tammy and Reggie Bowles are the parents of two children. The Bowles battle with CPS started way back in 2016. This is pre-bioweapon shot, when they refused to vaccinate their son Nigel due to their strict opposition of all vaccines. Well, CPS got wind of this and intervened to force vaccinate Nigel. Today, Nigel is autistic, and the Bowles believe that it's a case of vaccine-induced autism. But the story doesn't end there. It gets worse, if you can imagine that even being possible. In 2020, the Bowles had both Nigel and their second child seized after CPS workers filed false affidavits claiming that their boys appeared to be malnourished. So then here comes the Gestapo, the stormtroopers, the sheriff's deputies who swooped in and took the boys away to a hospital, which, by the way, described both of the boys as perfectly healthy other than Nigel's autism. Since their original justification for taking the children was a complete fabricated lie, CPS just changed its story and said that the Bowleses were negligent for not following the right protocol of care. Specifically, the protocol in question was about vaccines. CPS continued to lie to the parents, claiming that their children were underweight when hospital records confirm this is absolutely not true. So then the Bowles went to court, the kangaroo court, the tribunal, to get their children back, but the fake court disregarded the evidence, of course, and ruled against them. According to the Bowles, their sworn testimony was changed. They were denied access to the transcripts of their own fake hearing. They believe that their testimony was deliberately altered by CPS to keep their children away from them. So, of course, as a middle-class family, the Bowles went completely broke hiring private counsel to get their children back, but CPS assigned the attorneys too late and caused their appeal to be sabotaged. Tamsin and Reggie Bowles join us now. Thank you both for coming. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So CPS lied about your case, changed their story. Then you go to this tribunal kangaroo court. They alter deliberately your transcripts. They've railroaded you the whole way.
Yes, I mean, it's outrageous. Even from the beginning, back in 2020, when they had the police basically outside our door all day long, trying to threaten my wife. I wasn't home yet, telling her she didn't have the right to an attorney. They didn't need a warrant, and she's going to come. The whole time he's threatening her, he has his hand on his gun. We have this all on video. And when finally they got a court order to allow them to get in, the police refused to act on it and told the CPS to get the sheriff's department to do it for them.
So when they came and they swooped in and they kidnapped your children.
Yes.
Yes.
Where did they take them to?
The ER.
Yeah, they took them to the ER.
At the local hospital.
And that was luckily for us. If they'd taken them to their go-to pediatrician, we wouldn't have had a case. Because of their arrogance and they took them to the ER, we showed that the children were in perfect shape.
Okay, so despite the fact that the hospital and the emergency department says, no, these two kids check out, they're perfectly healthy, CPS said, no, that's not good enough?
Right, and they even denied it. They tried to tell us when we talked to them that they were both, the one was barely on the chart and one was way off the chart, completely false, but we didn't have the ER report at the time.
Okay, and so then what happened to the kids? I mean, did they return immediately home to
you? No, they kept them. They still have them 2.5 years later. Even though we get visitation, we still haven't got them back.
2.5 years they have kept your children, despite the fact that the hospital medical doctors said, no, these allegations are false. These kids are healthy.
Anytime I bring that up, they always revert back to the fact that we had a trial, even though it was malicious prosecution. They always revert back to the trial saying you had your chance there and you could have, and if it didn't go your way, you had your chance with the appeal. They always go back to that.
Which they
don't care that the law was broken to begin with.
Yeah, which they sabotaged the appeal. When you show that on the sworn affidavit, that was perjury, and then the CPS worker, the very one who signed off on the ER report, continued to maintain that the children looked malnourished, had dark circles around their eyes, even though she herself signed off on the ER report, saying, yes, CPS, we agree with the ER report 100%. The ER report, if you look at it, says the children are in good shape, healthy, well-nourished. We had that ER report looked at, not just us going over it with a fine-tooth comb, but we had it looked over by a family physician, and he agreed with us. Yes, according to this report, the children are fine.
So it wasn't just one doctor that said this. It was multiple doctors that said this, but yet it still wasn't good enough for CPS. So you said that they've been gone for 2.5 years. Where the hell are they?
They're at, with foster parents.
Okay, and do you know these foster parents?
I do know these foster parents, but they're related to me through my, they're the in-laws of my sister.
Okay.
But they're very antagonistic towards us and have shown no cooperation or any way, shape, or form to help reunite the family.
Okay, so in the 2.5 years since these antagonists have had your children in their care, have they then taken these children to have unwanted or unapproved medical procedures or vaccines done without your consent? I'm assuming.
Nothing's come around to my knowledge, but I believe sometime when they were taken last time, that did happen.
With them and with the traditional, because before that, they were also with traditional foster parents, and we believe that happened with them too. And that pediatrician that he referenced as well, the go-to pediatrician. And then they changed pediatricians once they got into the ones that we know, the foster parents that we know. And even they were pushing for vaccines also.
And so anytime the children have to go to a medical professional, we are supposed to be told. We have not been told many times when they went to a medical professional. And that's even court ordered that we're to go to their medical appointments. And we have not been told about all their medical appointments.
Well, here's why. It's because that's not really a court and that's not really a judge. And you didn't really have a trial at all. Was there a jury of your peers there? No. Did you have an opportunity to present?
They didn't even offer that for an adjudication trial.
That's what
they did in 2016.
That's what I want people to know. There was no warrant. And there has been no jury. They took our children without a warrant and without a jury.
Yes, and this was all based on false evidence.
Yes.
And the thing is, they weren't even there to get the kid to, like, take them into custody. They were trying to get them to the, get us to open the door. They're trying to get us to open the door and so we can take them to the go-to pediatrician and have them checked out. The thing is, we said no. Well, I said no because Reggie was still at the store. And what they did immediately was get it to where they can type up a false affidavit so they can fraudulently get them into custody so they can have a reason to get them to that go-to pediatrician. The go-to pediatrician was not available by the time they got the kids, stormed in and got the kids. So they took them to the ER and they covered that up that they were fine at the ER. And 4 days later, they were still bound determined to get them to that go-to pediatrician.
Yeah.
So 4 days later, they took them to that go-to pediatrician.
Okay, so I have a couple of questions here, obviously. First of all, these antagonist vaccine freaks that have your kids now, are they getting paid?
Yes.
Do you know how much they're getting paid?
I think it's over $800 each child, I believe. I'm not positive.
$800
each child. Autistic, there may be more.
Yeah, of course, because there's a special need there. Do you know if they've given them this? How old are they? How old are your kids?
Nigel is almost eight. Well,
he'll be eight in October. Uh-huh. And the youngest child will be six in June.
Okay, so they're over the age of 5 years old, so they're eligible to have this bioweapon injection being falsely referred to as a safe and effective COVID vaccine. Are you aware of if they've received that?
They've not received that to my knowledge, but yeah, it's a great concern of ours. Wherever they've been sent, we've put a certified letter stating our wishes on this thing, so they cannot just openly do that and say the parents did never gripe against.
Yeah, well, they falsified your testimony and they changed your evidence. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're lying about
that. Say it again?
They falsified your testimony and they diluted your evidence and hid that away. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're lying about that too.
That's true. I mean, that's why we're scared of them being out of our custody. Not only did they perjure themselves on the sworn affidavit, perjure themselves in court, the district attorney or the assistant district attorney withheld evidence because he should have had presented us with the ER report instead of us having to present him with it. It's not like he didn't know about it and know it was to our advantage. And then in the final judgment, the judge changed our sworn testimony.
Tamsin, I've got a question for you. And as a mom, I know that this can be really emotional. And so, you know, I just want you to know that we understand that. But I got to ask you, when you see your kids, what do they say to you? Do they want to come home?
Well, our older one does not talk. But our younger one very recently has started saying that he doesn't want to come home full time anyway. And he has an attitude. I mean, and it only happened after in recent times after the kids' attorney came to them after our first overnight visit. She came to them to see how it went. And after that, he changed and he's beginning to say horrible things. He even turned to me once and said, "You're not my mother."
Like I said, they've taken my oldest child's brain and they've taken my youngest child's heart.
How do you describe your relationship with your kids before this? I mean, would your youngest have ever thought about saying something like that?
No. I mean, before they came, he was saying, "I love you, Mama." I mean, he'd reach over and say, "I love you, Mama, I love you." And
he was a swellheart, well-behaved child. Oh. And it's completely changed since he's been gone. I mean, he's
still— they're brainwashing him. They're indoctrinating him.
He's still a sweet kid, but you can see he's really torn between us and— because he's basically been away from us for 2.5 years. And he's young. He's this young from 3 to almost 6.
Well, this is called Stockholm Syndrome, is what this is.
I believe it. Huh?
This is called Stockholm Syndrome. It's when children.
Yeah, and since it's closer to reuniting us, I mean, DHS is talking about reuniting us. And since it's closer to that, I believe they're starting to work on him. I mean, I call it grooming, indoctrination, brainwashing.
All the things that they want to do to all of our kids in school and everywhere else. These people are freaks, and they get off on this, I believe, sexually. Also, they profit from this big time. And of course, CPS doesn't want to return your kids to you because this is part of the racket. This is how they make money. They traffic children. This is an unlawful deal. So what are you doing now? How are you fighting to get your kids back full time? And how often are you
they want to have them full time. They're going along with the,
known at our last meeting with all the people, DHS, our lawyers, all of them, that if we're going to go along for now, as long as you don't ask for anything outrageous, we will allow certain things, won't allow other things. But the main thing is we want our kids back, but I'm ready to work with you. I'm ready to go to trial tomorrow because I would very much like a jury to hear what's going on here, to finally get past the DA and the judge who go right along with whatever CPS says, whatever DHS says. I'd like the jury. Even if we lose, I want other people to really know what's going on here.
Well, I mean, I don't know how you could lose in the first place. I mean, how could you lose? It's absolutely open and shut.
We shouldn't have lost at the first trial because we had all the evidence on our side. It's like we gave our lawyer gold and she gave us back tin cans.
Unless there's something that you're not telling me or telling our audience, there's no reason why you shouldn't have your kids. So what? You didn't vaccinate them. Do you know how many millions of Americans?
As you said, it's a tribunal, a kangaroo court.
It's a tribunal. Absolutely. That's what it is. It's not a lawful court.
First time they took our children, we would have been allowed jury. Now, somehow they changed the law. And first time around, you go to trial, you're not allowed a jury.
I mean, well, you don't have the option.
I will just tell you this.
That's ruled against us. Was she even in the courtroom? Because all this evidence we gave, it's just like, you know, this was all decided before we ever got in there because we had just flat had the evidence, the ER report, the children are fine. You had to lie to get in the door.
What county is this taking place in, by the way, in what state? Parcel County, Oklahoma.
Tulsa County.
Okay, got it. Yes, got it. Wow, lots of things going on in Oklahoma recently. I hope that Jaron Jackson gets elected down there because I'm sure that he would help you. The two of you will be praying for you. I just can't believe that this is happening. And you know what? The only trial that should actually be happening right now, because we know that there's not going to be a legitimate trial involving CPS or removing children from families because this is a kangaroo court. This is a tribunal thing. So the trial that should be happening right now is a criminal trial. And these people who kidnap these children should be put on trial immediately. And they should be convicted of kidnapping and abduction and child trafficking and the works. And we know what happens with those kinds of people. Stick around. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds.
Without the Second Amendment, the rest of the Constitution is just a piece of paper. The tyrannical government has guns, and as their corrupt, bought, and paid-for narrative falls apart, they'll be more tempted to turn them on us. But don't worry, you're not alone, patriots. Buy a gun today from GunsAmerica.com, America's oldest and most trusted online platform for buying and selling the guns that keep your loved ones safe. Join the millions of gun buyers who shop there monthly. Private sellers and gun dealers, list your sales for free. No fees for transactions within 50 miles. Selling fees half the cost of auction sites. When you sign up for free at GunsAmerica.com, you get exclusive access to Guns America Digest, delivered every Monday. Honest gun reviews, firearm instruction, and
wisdom from America's most popular gun writers. You also get Guns America This Week. Don't miss any important Second Amendment stories and several monthly magazines on hunting, prepping, and long-range shooting. When you sign up today at GunsAmerica.com, you get $10 off your first online gun purchase. Join the fight today at GunsAmerica.com.
We cannot, at least I will not, waver. I will not bend. I will not give an inch. I will not tread lightly or walk on pins and needles or eggshells or worry about hurting somebody's feelings or losing my account here or getting silenced and banned here or getting kicked off of that or RT or anywhere else in the name of weakness and cuckery and feckless cowardice. We will not do it. Not in this family. We must go directly after the throat, the jugular of the enemy. Because he's on the run, we are winning. And I'm tired of the discord that I see all over Telegram and people dividing into different factions. Look, this is a legitimate war of good versus evil. The battle for the soul of this country, the soul of America, is on the line here. The battle for the lives of our children is on the line here. Do not buckle or cave. Go hard. Please, go hard. I'm going to be going down to Georgia. Make sure that you join myself and Candace Taylor and Lauren Witzke and, of course, Mike Lindell in Forsyth, Georgia. We're going to be down there on Sunday. It's at 11 a.m. We are going to have church. Join us for church and a rally. We are going to allow Candace Taylor to watch Jesus go into the governor's mansion, and then she will follow him in. She's going to put Jesus back at the center of everything in Georgia. The devil went down to Georgia, and he has been there for too long. His time is up. CCP Kemp, get out of here. Do nothing, David Perdue. You don't have a chance. This show and every show brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management. Make sure to visit AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Until I see you on Sunday in Georgia, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. Maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. I'm praying for you. Please pray for me and allow the power of your tongue to be heard everywhere. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do,